Megan Skaggs, 6 foot senior, Central, Lady Rebels.
Bounce pass down low to Skaggs. Skaggs going to dribble around to the left side. Oh, Megan Skaggs. Fadeaway jumper with contact once again, getting it to go.
Skaggs averages 22 points per game with 12 rebounds, 4 assists, with over 1,700 career points and 1,200 career rebounds. She has won 15 championships in her career. She's an all-conference and all-district player for 4 years, all-state. Dream Team MVP last year, was a part of the school's first state title and 44-game winning streak. She's the all-time leading scorer in school history and the team captain. She's also involved in student council, student advisory, C Club, Pep Club, National Honor Society, and she's a student body president.
Megan Skaggs, Central, Lady Rebels.
Catching up with another one of our Dream Team athletes, 30 athletes announced as our Winter Dream Teamers, and this specific Dream Team athlete we're talking to today, it's no new situation for her, and that's Megan Skaggs of the Central Lady Rebels basketball team. Megan, Dream Team once again, you've definitely stayed consistent throughout your career, so not much room left on the shelf for awards, or you still got some space for us?
Oh, I definitely still have some space for you guys.
So another great year for you, this being the senior season. How was this season maybe different or more important than any of the previous years?
Well, this season obviously was a little disappointment for some of us because we didn't go as far as we wanted to. But all around, you know, senior year, it's a really fun season. You know, you get to lay back and relax, especially since I signed early. So, you know, it was really enjoyable for me.
And how much did that early signing really let you enjoy your senior season?
Yeah, it really did let me, you know where I'm going. It let me relax and play a little more.
So this being your senior season, probably maybe too soon to say you can look back at it and hold some of those nostalgic memories, but what were some of your favorite memories from your, not only this year, but your career at Central?
So my favorite memories would probably be, obviously, the state championship. You know, that's an experience that not a lot of people get to do, and I'm very grateful that we even made it to the state tournament last year and, you know, won it all. So I'd say that's my favorite memory.
Your state championship ring, is it on your hand more often than not, or is it in the closet at home somewhere?
Actually in my safe at home right now. I don't wear it a lot. I don't wear it as much as I thought I would, but usually on game days I bring it out and put it on.
You kind of flash that like a Super Bowl ring just to remind people? Once in a while, like, hey, guys, don't forget, we did this one time, and you'll be able to do that forever. So what is it, like, how cool is it to leave knowing that you'll have that place in Central history forever?
Yeah, it definitely feels good that we, you know, we're the only basketball team in Central school history to ever, you know, get a white banner and win a state championship. You know, that's with us forever. We'll always come back here and look in the field house and see that hanging up.
And a lot of your teammates had great years as well, great seasons right alongside you. So what were some of, or who were some of your teammates or some of the other players that you enjoyed playing with over the past few years?
Olivia Casey, you know, she's been with me through it all. We started when we were young, and, you know, I couldn't ask for a better teammate than her. She was really clutch for us. You know, every time we needed our big three, we could count on Liv to do it. So she was awesome playing with all my life. And then, let's see, Skylar. I just recently started playing with her. I've played with her about 2 years now. And I think she's going to do really good in her junior and senior year. So I'm excited to come back and watch her finish. And so I'm excited to watch Caitlin Holmes as well.
Do you think having those gals on the team with you this year, do you think being one of the seniors that everybody looked up to, it kind of made it easier for you to step into that leadership role?
Yeah, I definitely did because Sid and Kins had it covered last year, and, you know, and they set a really good example for me, so I kind of just slid on in there, and, yep.
And do you feel like the players that are seniors next year are going to look at you that same way as Megan taught us to do this?
I hope so. I mean, I can't really speak for them, but, you know, that's what I did, and I would assume that they'd do the same.
So your basketball career, this isn't the final chapter. You'll have another opportunity ahead of you at the next level. So what are your goals there? I imagine after the way that high school went, you probably have some pretty lofty goals.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I want to win a lot of games up there, but I know in college it's a little different. But I just want to really compete and win a lot of games and get some playing time.
What is it about your game that you think translates to the next level, or what is it about your game that you think you'll have to improve on at the next level?
At the next level, I think I'll have to work on my ball handling more and my outside shooting. But I think my fast pace, I think that's what is going to be easy transitioning to a college level, because, you know, it's a whole different level of fast there, but I think I can keep up with them.
Yeah, there were a couple of times this year you were a one-person fast break. You would get the steal at midcourt and already have it on the other end of the floor. Did Coach Mapes kind of tell you when that happens to go ahead and push the pace all the time?
Oh, yeah, you know, we're a run-and-gun type of team. You know, he said never set up half-court offense if you have to. So we always did that.
So now you can look back on your 4 years, a very successful 4 years, and I'm sure there were a lot of people behind the scenes that helped you out through your high school career, parents, friends, family. Who were some of the people that we didn't get to know about that were a big factor in your 4 years at Central?
In my 4 years, obviously Coach Mapes and Coach Mapes' dad actually helped out a lot. Coach Mills, Coach Helms, my mom, you know, off season, she always coached me, and my dad always got me in the gym. My brother actually helped me a lot this season, and also PJ Jones helped me out in the weight room during my off season. So mostly them, but yeah.
So have you already gotten back to work and start prepping for the college career?
Yes, I have.
Good deal. That's one of our Dream Team athletes, a familiar face in our Dream Team lineup. Once again, Megan Skaggs of the Central Lady Rebels joining us on our Dream Team interviews. Megan, I appreciate you talking with us today, and I wish you best in the future, and we'll see you at the ceremony.
All right. Thanks. See you there.
Once again, Megan Skaggs of the Central Lady Rebels.